you know, the theme of the conference was the eternal war between Our Lady and the adversary. I don't even like to name him. But we know who he is. And our Lord said in Holy Scripture, I will put enmities between thee and the woman. In fact, one of the words that we use frequently for the demon is the adversary. And if you have an adversary, you need an advocate. And it is Our Lady to the nth degree. Now, the talk I have prepared for today concerns one of the titles that Our Lady is given. And when we say the novena later on this afternoon, in the midst of the benediction of the Most Blessed Sacrament, Father will recite for us the litany of Our Lady of Loreto. And every one of those titles, a whole series of talks could be given, drawing out the significance. One thing you discover about the Catholic faith, when you really discover it, is, number one, it's a constant process of discovery. You can never plumb the depths of our faith. Anyone who has the Catholic faith couldn't possibly say they're bored. There is so much excitement and interest to read and to learn and to hear and to pray and to meditate upon the faith. It's a totally inexhaustible thing. Even to take just one simple prayer of the Church, like the Litany of Loreto, and to analyze it, title by title, plea by plea, each invocation that we make. Now, one of the names by which Our Lady is known is the Spouse of the Holy Ghost. Last year, at the conference in the Midwest, I gave a talk about Saint Joseph, Spouse of Our Lady. So therefore, Our Lady has two spouses, one in time and one in eternity. And it's very symbolic of what a bridge there is between time and eternity in Our Lady, of course in Our Lord, in the hypostatic union,